This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. We're back to Monday. I'm already falling behind. 6:30, yeah, I'm not going to make 6:45. It'll be really close if I do. I got stuck in the line at Tim Hortons and Alden. Just got stuck at a red light that seemed like it wouldn't change. And cars were just lining up behind me. Nobody's passing through on the cross street. So, interesting. Anyway, yeah, how was the weekend?
No, weekend was busy. Had a trap banquet on Saturday. Did a bunch of stuff around the house before then. Then I ended up coming home and taking a little bit of a nap. Shouldn't have done that, but anyway, I did. Yesterday was my oldest grandson's baseball game and his and his sister's birthday celebration out for brunch. And then it rained all afternoon, so I just worked down in the basement. But I got some things accomplished. How was your weekend?
In those naps midday, I can definitely see that throwing off your schedule, but sometimes your body, is giving you those signs. I need to take a rest. I need to rebuild, refuel, and, sometimes you just got to listen and, take the hit on the schedule. But the weekend wasn't bad. What we did took up a huge chunk of time, and if you recall, I was going to head down to the Seneca Allegheny Casino because Lynn had tickets to go with her sister, niece, and her niece's boyfriend to see that Tracy Caputo, the Long Island Medium show. So we took off early. We went down there, stopped in Cuba Cheese, went to the casino, hit the pool, hot tub, hanging out there. And then we met up with her sister and went for dinner. Made a day of it. They went to their show. Kevin and I hung out. And the next day, Lynn and I, we didn't have to be out till 11, so we got up early, got breakfast, hit the pool again. And then I thought I was going to play some POTA in Allegheny State Park. I'm going to drop in a second. We checked the weather, and the weather didn't look too bad. So we're like, okay, let's go to the park. And as we're driving into the park, we were going to go over to Quaker Run area, and it started to rain. We look at the radar again. I'm like, that's only supposed to be some quick little thing. We sat a few minutes. It's getting heavier and heavier and heavier. I'm like, okay, this is not letting up. Okay, we're going to call it. And then we came home, and it probably rained for a third of the ride back. And then it was nice when we got here. That took up a huge chunk of the weekend.
Well, it sounds like you had a pretty decent time. It did take up a good chunk of your weekend, but it sounds like you had a pretty decent time. Yeah, it rained here a lot. According to my weather station yesterday, we had 1.78 inches of rain, it was coming down about a quarter of an inch an hour. It rained a lot yesterday afternoon.
We made the best of it. I'm still working on a Father's Day project, so spent a little time with that on Sunday night, last night, and just a lot of things going on right now. Almost a little too busy. I think I just passed Jeff. Curious to see if he's in there. This is K2PCB. I think Jeff's tuned into something else. Anyway. Yeah, have we heard from Ross? I think he was supposed to pick up his truck at the end of last week.
Nothing heard from Ross. Maybe he's still a little too far out. If he's going direct, he might be might be a couple more minutes, but hopefully he's in there today.
In fact, I'm two car lengths behind him, I'm just rolling up to him now, I see. So his truck's a moving.
Well, that's good. Hopefully he has got his radio on and can hear me. I think he hears me before I hear him if we're going direct.
Maybe he's got a certain spot that he waits for before he gets in there. But yeah, if you guys are in there, jump in anytime. And we were heading over to the park yesterday, Lynn saying, you know, oh, we better check the weather, look for lightning. And I'm thinking, you know, sure, I don't want it to be in a lightning storm, but, you know, just a light mist or something. Because that's really, there was really nothing when we left the hotel or the casino. And then there was like, just like, is that a raindrop on the windshield? Is that another one on the windshield? And I'm thinking, I can handle that. As we were driving, we looked at the radar, and it looked like a tiny little something going through. And then there was going to be a big multi-hour break. But I don't think that was the case. I don't think just because it looked like a break, I don't think it really, really was a break on the ground. The park was pretty quiet. There were a few people moving about, but everyone was, who was out there was playing in the rain.
Yeah, Karen was looking at the forecast or the weather, at least she said it was like raining all over Cattaraugus County and Erie County, that it was just coming through, that it was going to be a rainy afternoon, which it was, but it allowed me to get, like I said, it allowed me to get some stuff done inside for a change and get caught up on a couple things.
Summer's going by way too fast. I was glancing at the calendar, and I see it's 4th of July coming up here in just a little bit. Not ready for that yet?
No, I was looking at the calendar myself a little bit, and I go, this coming Sunday is the summer solstice. It's going to be our longest daylight hours, and it's like I've been waiting all, since January for this, and it's almost here, and then it's going back the other way already, and it's just like, yeah, I'm not ready for that either. I want longer days for a longer period of time.
You are the one that's retired. You're supposed to be living that life like we were when we were kids. You know, that endless summer, and you get out of school in June, and September is so far away. And every day you're getting up. What am I going to do today? What am I going to do today? Some days you're even bored, especially if it's raining or something. And this whole work thing, just cramping our styles.
Yeah. I do enjoy every day. I look back and what I do every day. I do a lot. The days do go by fast. It's hard to believe it's the middle of June today. But I do get a lot done, I think. Sometimes not as much as I want, but that's okay. Those days of summer when you get out of school in June, and it just every day seemed endless. Those were the days. Those were the days. Those were fun.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of all the obligations back then. Obviously, you had to get out of bed, which wasn't hard to do. You get up, you called up your friend, or you already had a plan where you and your friends would meet up somewhere. Whose house are we meeting at tomorrow? What am I bringing with me? And we go into the creek, we go into the park. Am I bringing, firecrackers? What are we doing? And, you just had to be home by dinner. If you went out again after dinner, you had to be home before the streetlights came on, back at least when you were that age. After that, you had to be home by, 11 o'clock. And then obviously then it just, the curfew dissolves, but, that's more around the time that you've got your first job and whatnot. But, yeah, there's that time that, especially with no cell phones. you just went on an adventure every day. I miss that.
Yeah, I do too. I know that things will change in September when my youngest grandson, he'll go to pre-K full time. That'll really change what I've been doing. So that's going to be different. This is KE2GDQ.
This is KE2PCB. All right, I got 643, so we're pretty close. I'm wondering if that was not Roth that I had seen on Broadway there making a turn onto the cemetery. Maybe it was a doppelganger truck.
Must have been, because he'd have been in by now if he was if that was Ben Ross. Probably just a lookalike.
KC2NVM, did you pop into his rate node and connect up?
We've been connected into his the whole time. In fact, just by the fact that Brad and I are talking, because he's on Ross's frequency and I'm on mine, so yeah, we're definitely connected. Well, I've got 6:45, so I'm gonna boogie and get this day started, this week started, and I'll say 73s. Have fun. KTPCB clear.
Good day, gentlemen. 73s, KC2NVM clear.
73s to you both. Have a great day at work. This is KE2GDQ, and we are clear for today.